Hey everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And I'm Brown Trout.
And welcome to the show. Jack, you sound a little bit different today.
Yeah, I got a little more hair than normal, but actually I'm Shut Up Tim, or Tim, as you know me.
Welcome, Shut Up Tim to the show. A world-renowned Survivor person.
Parodist?
Is that the...
Person,
yeah,
survivor. Person, I would say no. I am world renowned, maybe. I am a survivor enthusiast and a singer in my own right. Not a good singer though.
It's the more in your own right than the singer part of that statement. But
there are asterisks all around singer, but I sing, but not well.
So yes, you might have heard the sultry tunes of Shut Up Tim on one of the many Rob Has a Podcast.
Or you might have heard him podcast with me on The Tribe.
Yes, or The Tribe as well, yeah. Also, you might know Shut Up Tim as one of probably the first male Princess Leia in Slave Leia costume at San Diego Comic-Con. Like, he was the first one I ever saw, and then after that, like, everybody was doing it.
I don't think this community knows about that.
Oh, they don't know?
I am definitely OG Princess Male Princess Leia.
You
so.
Are at the top of our stairs, a picture of you.
Yeah, you are in our family stairwell pictures.
It's like our family and then like you and like Illyrio.
I got to say that my Princess Leia body is almost as good as probably how Princess Leia's body looks right now.
Oh.
God, she's a little bit old. She looks good.
But she's lived life. And that's what really counts.
Exactly.
Yeah, and my point is my body's horrible.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't that bad.
All right.
You could probably pass for a beauty tribe, maybe.
I probably have more hair. And I am definitely not passing for a beauty tribe.
If Ty can pass for beauty, you can pass for beauty.
Ty has inner beauty.
He does have inner beauty.
Yeah, I don't even have that.
No, that's true. You don't.
Maybe it's your singing voice. Your singing voice is what makes you qualify as a beauty.
Sure.
Maybe. But Tim is responsible for Jay and I watching Heroes versus Villains in the off season.
It is true. He threatened
us. And you are welcome.
He blackmailed us, actually. He had like certain pictures that he was going to release online if we didn't watch it. But it was well worth watching it.
What? Us teabagging Cliff? With an actual teabag? Oh, no. John Norton has those pictures.
Yeah, I don't
actually,
think.
He does.
But anywho, Tim, we're very excited to have you on the show.
Jim, thanks for making my...
Why'd you say Jim?
I was thinking John and Tim. I just merged.
Is that,
you
is
guys
that like
together.
Our ship? If we're shipping John Norton and Shut Up Tim is Jim?
Please let somebody draw a picture of that.
Thank you for making my husband a Parvati fan.
Well, there you go. I mean,
it's not even that hard. It's like it's obvious she was, you know, should have won that season.
Yeah, well, now you guys just need to go back and watch her first two seasons to see how it all
China
got
first.
There.
We're so. Doing China next.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's not one of her seasons, so
I know.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. But we, not doing one of her seasons for next.
We are very excited to have Tim here. Unfortunately, Jack was not able to make the podcast at first. We brought on Tim because Jack was going to ref today. He didn't realize he kind of got mixed up on the dates for when this reffing was happening and when Survivor was coming on. But then actually he didn't have to do it. So he was going to come on. We have like this super episode with four of us. Then in Raleigh, North Carolina, there's a Duke UNC basketball game, which preempted the last 30 minutes. And since we do over the air TV, we had the option of going to like the 5.2 channel.
Which was not HD and like
but
square screen. It wasn't even like standard. It was
I think it was VHS quality. But no, we were able to watch it and we're very excited to talk about this new season of Survivor Co Wrong Brains versus Braun versus Beauty, second time around. what are your initial thoughts here for the premiere episode of 90 Minutes?
Can I point out before anybody else does that this is kind of like the Mira image
the version. Mira image.
It's like the Mira image version of the first Kaguya, of the first Brains Brawn Beauty, where the Brains tribe is winning things first, and the Brawn tribe is kind of, they're not falling apart, but like, you know, they're falling apart on the challenge level. And
well, King Darnell goes home, right? Spoiler alert. It's crazy. I don't know. I hear Tim. He's kind of not happy over there. What do you feel?
Yeah, I got to say, I really like this episode. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, the ending is obviously a bummer. I listened to your guys' cast assessment episode, and I think everybody kind of liked Darnell, and it's you know, long live the king. It's too bad he's gone. But you know what's the really weird thing about this episode is we know about these phantom medevacs, 1, 2, 3, however many that are coming.
Yeah.
But it's like every second something's happening and you're like, is this gonna be it?
Yes.
Is this gonna be it? It's like, oh my gosh, will Darnell fall over while, you know, making a brown trout and like have to be medevac? Will this the worst thing I have ever seen on Survivor is that ear bug.
Oh my God.
Wait, that was not worse than Katie Collins' feet.
No, it was worse.
Oh, it was not worse than the feet.
It was worse than
Katie
Collins'
feet. It was a worm burrowing into her brain.
No, it wasn't burrowing into her brain because it crawled back out. At worst, it was burrowing into her middle ear, okay?
Oh my God, how long was it in there for? And did it lay eggs? And will those eggs hatch in 39 days from now?
Oh my God, maybe that's why. Maybe she's a medevac a week from now because the eggs hatch in her ear.
Oh, I have like a total inner ear phobia too. And so like when she said there was a bug in my brain, at first I'm like, oh great, here we go. she's like faking it. She can't handle being out there. But when they had the shot of that bug crawling out of the ear,
I thought that was cool.
The cameraman. Knock it off her ear. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, that was like, how could the cameraman not like intervene at that point and be like, yo, there's a crazy clear bug that's living in your ear. Kill it. Burn it with fire.
Maybe he pointed it out to Sydney and Scott. Maybe he was like, hey. Like, you can't see me, Tim, but I'm like motioning like with my finger. I'm like pointing like, come here.
I'm not allowed to break the fourth wall here. You gotta get it. But yeah, that's...
Hey guys, you see this shit?
It does start to play out like a cheesy horror movie where it's just like, who's dying first in this?
And the suspense.
Yeah, it's just like... And I even think the editing's playing up to that a little bit because there's several kind of like... And then you had Aubrey... leader of the elves, leading herself into a hot mess.
You mean leader of the Stephen the Second Coming?
But, you know, they're having a bit of an anxiety attack there on the island. So it's just like every time there's going to be a little bit of something. It's like, is this the one? Is this it?
Honestly, we saw so much of the beauty tribe that I really thought that they were going to tribal. And I was like, that's it. Tide Trang is gone.
Actually, coming out of it, I thought the beauty tribe was a really strong tribe. Save for Ty making kind of a dumb move. You know, saying he's a lover of trees and just like ripping those damn things out.
Well, that was his hood. He could do whatever he wanted to it.
That's true. He would know how to put them back.
Definitely overplaying on his part with the beauty tribe. And yeah, I thought the thing of it too is like, I really like all of the people this season. I mean, there's obviously a couple three that like before the game, I thought I was going to hate. And
like Neil?
There was like, oh yeah, Neil, I really, really got bad vibes from. And in this episode, I'm like, wow, I don't hate him, which is moving more towards the positive.
Did you notice how many were kind of like that? I even noticed that like Nick, and it's great that I can say these things on the podcast because nobody listens to our podcast. I know, I see the downloads, but I'm like, this is great. I can say that.
Way to sell it to people, Carl. Thank you.
But be a patron. Patreon.com/JayandJack.
Yeah, good job.
now I'm joking. No, Nick wasn't as hot as advertised. Debbie didn't wear the leopard bait, the
tiger
bathing suit.
About? I mean, so excited about the tiger, you know, unitard, and we didn't. What the hell?
Yeah, and that's kind of like a Survivor thing. They don't usually get their bikinis or swimwear until after like the first challenge because they really want them to suffer in like their the clothes that they're out there for. for a little bit. So I bet we see the Tiger One Piece next episode.
Oh,
I
hope we so. Better see the Tiger One Piece next episode.
And there better be a hashtag Tiger Suit.
Yes, because if we got a hashtag Beast Mode Cowboy, then we can get a hashtag Coach the Sequel.
Actually, I'm more about that Beast Mode Cowboy belt buckle. That thing was
belt buckle
nuts.
Was pretty hot.
That thing was intense.
But I will say though, so Propst did a press event or whatever with Parvati and Steven the other night, and he mentioned, you know, they said that it wasn't spoilery, but he mentioned that Alicia was bullied. So I kind of, you know, it kind of spoiled me a little. I thought that she was going to go home, and I thought that, you know, her tribal was going to be a lot worse. So that was, you know, kind of a nice surprise that it wasn't that, although I wish that it was. I don't know.
Yeah.
But let's get, you want to get
yeah,
started?
Let's get into the recap here. But to your point, this show is made possible by our listeners over at patreon.com/JayandJack. If you'd like to become a patron today, you can over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Colleen did a fantastic job writing our recaps last year, so we're going to let her continue that great work
God.
That she did
Thank
for season
you
32.
So much.
31.
I'm so glad to be appointed the position that nobody else wanted. Thank you.
To season 32. So take it away, Colleen.
Actually, you know what? I wish that you guys all knew how many tribe members have used my recap from Wednesdays and rewrote it for Saturday. Spoiler alert, the biggest culprit is on this show right now. The other biggest culprit, cough, Shandy. Cough, cough.
Yeah, thank you for writing the recap for the outline for the recap for the tribe show as well.
Do you at least get like some like type of, you know, compensation for writing it for the tribe?
Nope. But I also don't get compensation for writing it for this podcast.
Yeah, you
either.
Do. There's we get there's a small little something.
I made
you.
Like $3.
Hey, $3 made is $3 earned.
Technically, we don't get any compensation for the tribe either. So there you go.
That's true. I heard we were considering Patreon.
All right, so Colin, let's get to this recap here.
All right, let's do it. So, I'm sorry. I also might be getting bronchitis. So, are you sure you want me to keep breathing on the mic?
Ain't nobody got time for that, but we'll do our best to get through it.
Like, I'm coughing for real. So, we start, and it's you know, your typical, like, here is all your stuff. Go catch it and find it and whatever and put it in your boats so you can have it at your camp kind of challenge. And we have a loose chicken, which, come on, everybody thought Lucille.
We did?
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't
I did? Come on, Jeff That's was like, we got a loose chicken. And I was like, Lucille!
No, I think Jeff was just doing another, like, sexual innuendo of some sort.
This chicken's been around. It's a loose chicken. Have you guys met Anna Kate?
It's a sex act, isn't it? The loose chicken, isn't that a thing?
Well, I'm sure it could be.
That loose chicken has definitely seen a lot of cock.
But up, Josh. Jay is joking. Tai Trang wants to protect the chicken. Jeff S., you know, says that this is going to be friend or food. And at that moment, I was like, oh, my God. We have the little, you know, Filipino.
He's Vietnamese. He's
Vietnamese.
Not Filipino.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's right. We're in Cambodia, where we're there. I'm sorry. We have the little Vietnamese version of Kimmy. But anyway, then we have that shot that, you know, they're running around like chickens without heads, which is also ironic because the chickens do have heads. But, you know, Debbie says, we're having fun now, kids.
You know, Jeff actually had it wrong. Fish are friends, not food. Chickens are, yeah, food.
But so we cut to the Brawn tribe, and they're all excited, you know, because it feels like home. Sydney says that this is she says, the story of my life is about being strong. Jason explains that he did 6 years in the army and doesn't need to prove to us that he's a badass. And then he says that he is playing for his two daughters. The younger one has autism, and I guess he's got the tattoos, but he's a girly, girly dad.
He can be if he needs to be.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting, in his bio, he said he respected Russell's game the most. Did you see any of that from his play. There's a little bit of it, because when he started out, he was kind of talking about how he's going to be make friends any with alliance with anybody that'll come around.
I think his inner Russell definitely came out when he started referring to Alicia as as Blondie.
Yeah.
Even at Tribal Council, I mean, that's such a Russell thing to do.
Yeah.
Alicia, actually, speaking of, says that she is tougher than people think. She's done lots and lots of shit, whatever she's done. She's, like, hiked up mountains. And
she bungee jumped into a bunch of tigers, I heard.
Yeah, did she? I heard that she swam to the bottom of the ocean and hung with the mermaids. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe that was Debbie. We'll get to that. But anyway, blah, blah, blah. She's done a lot of stuff. Scott, and he straight up is like, you know, I'm retired. I played in the NBA, so.
I gave him kudos for it. And again, we talked about it in kind of our preview episode where he talked about how he is going to say it just right out because people are going to guess it anyway. I respect the move. I think that's almost better than trying to hide it for him anyway. He's a giant, so.
Yeah.
What do you think, Tim, about that?
I liked it too. I like it because we haven't seen it this way before, and it's definitely interesting. And in this three tribe format, it's probably smart to go that way.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like, and I hated this about Worlds Apart, was the Bronze Tribe specifically was playing up the fact that, oh, we're bronze, so we're not smart, you know, we don't have brains, we can't even count, you know, is what Scott said. Mm-hmm. And I hated that in Worlds Apart when, like, Mike would be like, oh, the blue collar, we're blue collar, and this is how this is how the blue collars do blue collar things. And we saw this with the beauties as well, and we definitely saw it with all the tribes, but I feel like the bronze, more so than anyone, and then probably because they go to the tribal council, played up the fact that, yeah, we're not smart, because we're brawny, we're strong, but we're definitely not smart.
Oh yeah, that was definitely annoying. But
here's my question: is that a byproduct of just calling a tribe some type of, you know, attribute? Is it almost just it makes you think that in your head? Because even if Scott was saying that, I think it's a good play to say, "Well, we're dumb," while in the back of his mind he knows that he's actually pretty smart.
Based on the many different spellings of Alicia, I would say that no, that's not a byproduct.
And how smart can Scott be? He forgot the extra T on his name.
Don't do that. Them fighting words for another Scott that I know. I'm just kidding. No, but they are. But yeah, Scott's not good at counting. Apparently, he thought there were only five people on the tribe, which I guess was kind of foreshadowing, right? I mean, spoiler alert.
That is true. That is true.
But I love the Culpepper math that came out. We didn't have to do division. We just straight up can't do
that. Hashtag Scotch Radamus on that one.
Yeah. good going. But I was just going to say, you know, Arsazan can count to six. So Scott, apparently, maybe it's. No? All right. Jay's looking at me like a move on. He's like, this isn't funny. This is what happens when we podcast and don't drink. But
you guys aren't drinking?
She's drinking. Don't let her fool you.
I'm not drinking.
She isn't drinking as probably much as she usually does.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
Only one drink in is like not drinking for Colleen.
That's not true. So we go to the Brains Tribe, and not Obama. Doesn't want to be called Obama. But
just,
you know,
own it, man.
He like, says he talks it's a part of his daily life, and I was like, hashtag humble brag.
Who? Listen, you look just like him. I'm sorry. Like, you just own it. You're a buff Obama. At least be the buff Obama instead of the, you know, skinny Obama or the fat Obama.
It's not like people are calling him Richard Nixon or anything.
You gotta admit, it would be fun to be around camp and, like, he hands you the machete and you can be like, thanks, Obama.
Or you lose the challenge. Thanks, Obama.
Exactly. But Debbie is an electronics expert, among many other things.
Yeah.
I think
Jeff called her, you know, a female coach, and I think it's a great designation for her.
She called herself a female coach, so at least she's self-aware, which I guess technically doesn't make her a female coach.
True.
She even has, like, the speaking cadence of coach.
She does.
It's just that air of, like, oh, it, like, I know everything. And
yes.
Just every single thing I say has resonance behind it because it's so important and I know everything. And I you can't not look at her and be like, oh, well, that's Coach's sister or the girl version of Coach, Coach Ed or whatever you want to call her.
Could we have a brand enhanced situation and we find out later she has like a tattoo of Coach on her back?
Oh my she's God, actually she's related. Like Wade. But yeah, she brings a lot of world experience regardless. And she teaches
a lot of
Neil.
World experiences that won't actually help him make fire.
Yeah, but she tries to teach him. The hole is going to come for you, come from you in the friction. I laughed a lot when mm-hmm. she said that. I did.
Mm-hmm. No. I don't get it.
Okay.
I haven't got it.
Well, you know, not shut up, Tim. Be quiet. But anyway, move over to the beauty tribe. You know, I miss Jack because at least he laughed at my stupid jokes. You guys are the worst.
Listen, we're not going to give you pity laughs. Like, this is the big leagues here, okay?
So you're saying Jack's are pity laughs?
I would guess. I guess if he laughs at this caliber of jokes.
Jack is on my level.
And I'm a pretty easy laugh, too, so.
Jack
he
is.
Really, he really is.
You know something? I'm the cheesiest guy in Survivor podcasting is telling me that my jokes are not good. Whatever. Okay.
Jay, is she talking about me or you?
It could go either way. I think it's a coin toss here.
Both of you. So anyway, we go to Beauty and Ty is upset that they're hurting the trees. Lots of Lorax comparisons on
But
his
it was
Twitter.
His idea to put the notch in the tree.
He feels the feels, okay? Because this is his hood. He told this awesome story, which it's
I
funny
love
because
Ty. I love him. I do.
If Coach had said, if everything that Ty said this episode had came out of Coach's mouth, we would all be like making fun of it. But Ty said it and we're like, oh, that's so cute.
But he's just so genuine. He's just like, you look at him, he's a genuine guy. Like, he's genuinely who he is. And that's just, it's a beautiful thing. Like, they're kind of joking about him. I was like, he's a beautiful person.
Yeah, but I like him a lot, but he's dead meat, guys. I mean,
wow.
He's dead meat in this game. And
you think so?
And, oh, well, definitely after the play that goes on. But even before, like when he's like, oh, I love every living thing and the chickens and the way that he's like towards the chickens. I'm like, this isn't the way to play Survivor. No one who like loves the chickens has ever won.
But he had a great idea. Tie a little string to the chicken's leg and they can run around.
Yeah. Make a human scented chicken or whatever. A chicken centipede.
Chicken peed?
Yeah, they said chicken.
Chicken
peed.
Chicken peed. I don't know. I thought that he was adorable. And I don't know. When I pointed out on Twitter that he was getting too much screen time, that he had to be, you know, not tonight's boot, an early boot. Twitter kind of thought maybe he was getting a winner's edit. Wink, wink. No.
Is that what Twitter thought?
No.
Oh.
I mean, Twitter joked at me, but it didn't really think that, I don't think. But anyway.
That's cool. You know Twitter. Like, that's,
I know
I feel like
Twitter.
That's a big deal.
Well,
that we don't really explore that often.
We meet every Wednesday night.
Oh, you
8
do?
O'clock,
okay.
Covertly.
Very nice.
Yeah. But.
Does Twitter know you're married?
Twitter does not.
Oh, okay.
Yo, dog, Twitter doesn't care about married or not. Anything's open with Twitter, yo. Twitter's down the clown, you know what I mean?
So the girls talk about the guys on Beauty. The guys talk about the girls. It's a total, like, stereotypical sorority house.
Was that a good laugh? Did you want me to laugh there?
No, that was stupid. Caleb has no idea why Ty is on their tribe with his Mr. Miyagi glasses. Do I need to point out that Mr. Miyagi didn't wear glasses?
They're racist.
But he's the best around.
Yeah, that was one of your parody songs, wasn't it? Last season?
That's my most famous one.
That's right.
Yes, that's your most famous.
One might argue that was the best thing to come from San Waldo Sur. Actually, I like that season.
Yeah, and check the time code because Caleb says his first racist comment.
What was it?
Mr. Miyagi glasses.
Oh, was that his?
Yeah, that was Least Road Cowboy.
Least Road Cowboy. Yeah, but you know, Caleb's a strong bro, and
it was only mildly racist. Yeah, it was like still. It was, I mean,
yeah, it was.
I mean, it wasn't as bad as confusing Cambodia and Vietnamese.
Yeah, like calling him a Filipino, I think, might be a little bit more on the nose.
But
racist.
I'm just ignorant.
If anything, those were Harry Potter glasses, not Mr. Miyagi glasses, because Mr. Miyagi doesn't wear glasses. So yeah. That's why it's racist. Harry Potter's got those round glasses.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
So we go over to the Brawn tribe. I'm sorry, the Brain tribe. No, it's definitely the Brawn tribe. Shut up. I mistyped. Scott and Jason are calling Alicia Blondie. Jason is making alliances with everybody.
If I were to do a Jack here, he'd be like, Blondie. That's what he would say right now.
That's exactly what he would say. Yeah. Sydney and Darnell don't like Alicia either. They make a little alliance. And then in my favorite part of the episode, Darnell decides to go poop in front of everybody. And they talk about, watch out for the brown trout.
So, I mean, you know, he's, you know, Darnell, he talked about how he's kind of from a tough upbringing, streets of Chicago. So maybe they're just more comfortable, you know, dropping a deuce, you know, kind of in front of everybody in the street. Like maybe it's a more common
I feel like that's
occurrence.
Also racist. And that's, no.
He's saying he's coming from this tough upbringing. Maybe he's just more comfortable.
This is like the 32nd season, and it's really the first time they've ever addressed like the aqua dump, which is like, you know, standard survivor practices. That's where you go to the bathroom is in the ocean. Mm-hmm. Because it's just cleaner.
But it's not the first time that they address pooping.
Usually they have like some type of hole they dug. But this is the first time I've ever shown like pooping in the water.
Yeah. And this is like standard practice in the last 10 seasons. I mean, sometimes they win a latrine or whatever. But yeah, and I know that you're referencing One World with Tarzan's poop underwear. But that's a streak.
No, I was talking about Steven's severe gastrointestinal distress.
Oh, that too. But
I mean, pooping was a hashtag.
He was probably off going in the ocean, though. That's why he was crying, because he had to go out in the ocean every time he had severe gastrointestinal distress. But
really, in the rain, I would just find a bush because it was going to blow away anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, it's that. That's where it'd be tough is, say, like at that point, because you're probably not pooping as much. If you're in the ocean, would you even like have a good sense of if you were pooping or not, or would it just be on your head at that point?
Oh. I don't know about the logistics, but I do have to say the main benefit to pooping in the ocean is you can't clog the toilet that way.
Oh,
it's true.
You went there.
It's true. Yeah.
I didn't poop when I clogged the toilet before we started recording. I didn't. I don't know what happened.
For those who don't know, our recording was delayed because somebody clogged the toilet.
It was me.
And you know, it'd be,
Jay
it'd
has
be...
taught me to, like, you know, lefty, loosey, righty, tighty. But in the heat of the moment, I got nervous with the water rising. So I turned to the left by accident, and then it overflowed. And then we had to clean the bathroom floor, and then we started late. But I swear to God, I didn't poop. So I don't know why.
So when Aubrey started freaking out on the show, I was like, oh, this is how Colleen would play the game. This is exactly how Colleen would play
later.
The game. She can't take the moment to collect herself and figure it out. I think it's this way. It's going. Oh my God.
I know.
I swear I didn't poop. It's not poop that clogged the toilet. It was something else that was mysterious. Maybe it's an hidden idol that's down there, but I swear I didn't poop.
I really didn't. I mean, I'll own it if I did.
Mm-hmm.
This time I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. Let's go here.
I don't even know where we go from here.
We were brown trout, I think, the last
That's season. Why we're talking about pooping.
Yes.
So
it is relevant to the conversation.
We go over to Beauty, and Anna Kate has mad respect for Ty.
So my pick to win the show.
And my pick to most likely carry diseases such as whooping cough and measles.
I know. The fact that she's an anti-vaxxer now kind of sullied my pick, but still, she's not tough to look at, though. She's
if I was Jack, I'd be like, not that there's anything wrong with anti-vaxxing.
You can't win them all. My overall pick has eggs in her brain now from a bug.
My overall pick barely got screen time.
Well, here's my question is,
I mean, she's going to the merge.
Say these baby worms actually infiltrate her brain and actually start controlling her entire body. Would like that still count larvae? As a win if she did win, if it was actually the worms inside her brain running her actual gameplay?
I say after she wins the game, like Survivor 42, it's like strategy to get a bug in your brain. Like, it's like the only way to win the game is if you get one of these bugs in your brain.
Or is it like a doping scandal, like, you know, in steroids with baseball? It's just like performance-enhancing drugs.
Excuse me, you've tested positive for ear bugs. You have ear bug eggs in your brain. You have been ejected.
For the first time ever, ejected from the game. With earbuds.
There you go. I don't know. So, gosh, where do we even leave off with that? So, Yes, please go.
So basically, Anna rallies all the females on the beauty tribe and decide, like, hey, we're going to take Ty because Ty will work good and we'll have the majority, which I kind of got the sense that that was the way that was going to go. And so what didn't really look good for Caleb or the other guy, Nick.
That DB.
What a DB. I got to say, he's the only person, in my opinion, like, stayed pretty firm after this episode. He had a comment like, he's like, yeah, I've been good looking my whole life. It's hard to be good looking.
But he's not that good looking. Like,
no, he's not.
He was much better looking, like, in the pictures.
Not even in the pictures. He has a weird, like, neck to chin ratio that just doesn't translate well on the screen.
I agree. Like, he's got a weak profile.
Yep.
And he's just like, I mean, there's just not really anyone super, like, male model gorgeous in this cast.
I agree.
And so that puts him in the upper echelon. But who's he competing against? Kyle and Thanks Obama?
Yeah.
I think Thanks Obama might be the hottest person on the cast left.
I agree. Or Handsome Joe.
Oh, no. Handsome Joe and then Thanks Obama.
But yeah, I am not impressed.
Also, I love that we're objectifying the men because Shandy would be so proud.
We are non-discriminatory.
And I'm not even going to get into what you said about Anna Kate during this segment.
I think she's very pretty.
Yes, you did.
Survivor community doesn't appreciate if you mention certain things. But trust me, I know from experience.
Her breasts.
I didn't say anything. I just said she's... I think she's very smart.
She fills out that bathing suit well.
I did not.
I'm paraphrasing. I'm paraphrasing to make you sound like less of a pick.
They reference that Caleb was on Big Brother.
They do. That's right. So Julie, of all people, is like, hey.
Why of all people? Just because she's young, you ageist.
That's true.
Plus, her name's Julia.
You didn't get her name right.
I didn't even type her name in right. Whatever.
She's also one of my picks to win the game, or at least be final three.
Julia recognizes that Caleb was on Big Brother. But it was interesting because Anna Kate was the one that gave the confessional talking about his alliance and how far he went, right?
Yeah, she knew about the Bomb Squad, which was the name of his alliance, if I got my Big Brother lore correct, which I may not.
Oh my God, I really hope that he names the alliance that's coming up on the Beauty Tribe. Would they be like the Beast Mode Squad?
I there was something on Twitter. I saw like the Beast Mode Beauties or something.
Well,
the BMBs.
Whatever. I actually had a hashtag myself. I hashtagged myself for this.
Darnell took a BM.
That's a BMD.
Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
It's a very simple process of everything
scared.
That screws ever.
Whatever. It wasn't poop water, so it was easy cleaning.
God.
Anyway, Caleb says that he's going to stand on his tippy toes for 3 hours until the last person gives up. And I hashtagged myself on Twitter. I called myself Bar Mode Colleen because I do Pure Bar. So I also could stand on my tippy toes for a long period of time.
And just like Caleb, you gave yourself a nickname.
Yeah. I did.
Good job.
Actually,
you do Pure Bar? I never heard that before.
You'd think you'd mention that.
Yeah.
That's one of the requirements for doing Pure Bar is you have to talk about how hipster and elite you are when you do it.
That's true. I didn't know. That's interesting. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks. You're welcome. so we go back over to the brains tribe. And I'm dying now. So Debbie and Joe are, I guess, they're the, what is it like, the camp people versus the beach people?
Oh, that's just the old people versus the young people on this one. Can we just call it what it is?
But they're like the shelter people.
Yep.
And Debbie is, you know, pretty much exactly like Coach, and we continue to see that. Liz and Neil are in the water talking, and they don't like how much Debbie talks. And they maybe foreshadow that Joe would be evacuated since they mentioned
they
that.
They did say, but I just like, how can you say that? But I'm like, the dude's ripped, man. Like, I feel...
He does have the best abs.
I feel like he's getting shortchanged here, like real bad.
They were just handing out, like, you know, high school awards, like most likely to be medevaced, most likely to wear a tiger bikini, most likely to, you know, be a ice cream mogul.
That by you way,
can
go?
We talk about how Neil had ice cream
pants? I'm surprised we didn't have a hashtag ice cream pants.
Like, that was almost a good, like, consolation prize for not getting tiger bathing
suit. Would Colleen wear Pure Barre pants if she was...
You mean yoga pants?
On the no, like, with, like, little peas for Pure Barre all over?
No.
Like,
no.
What's that?
She'd have brown trout pants.
I want an easy back door. take that as you will. I don't...
Yeah, I liked this confessional from Neil where he was like kind of like smelling doom for his own tribe because he's like, yeah. Look at us, we have someone who's obviously going to be medevaced. We have Debbie who just like thinks they know everything, and he's like, I really wish I wasn't on the brains tribe because it's like we're being set up for a repeat of Kageon.
Yeah, he mentioned it many times that he was worried that.
Yeah.
They would follow the same, you know, path as Kageon.
It was that interesting to me that they showed a lot of that, but they did not, because Neil blogged about Kageon, so I thought that we would get a lot, Nick, that we would get a lot more references to that, or not references to him blogging, but just like him dropping knowledge on it.
Yeah, but they're playing more, and he's even playing more into his ruggedly... mediocre looks.
He's too good looking to actually have mentioned that he has a blog. Plus, he's a life coach. Don't you want your life to be like that?
Yeah.
Like, I bet he's never.
No, I want Francesca to be my life coach.
I bet Nick has never clogged a toilet once.
Oh my God. I think all of them on that brain tribe has clogged a toilet once. All the amino X's and stuff that they take, I'm sure that they've clogged a toilet once or twice.
Nick's on the beauty tribe.
Them too. They must take like HGH or something.
No, I think once he mentions he's a blogger, he must feel he's so vain that that would detract from his beauty. So,
whatever. I got it was interesting listening confessional wise. Like, I think Nick's going to the merge. I think Liz is probably going to the merge. Not Obama could be either way. Neil could be either way. I don't know. Debbie, I hope Debbie makes it. I want Debbie to go so far.
Why? She's horrible.
She's amazing TV.
I guess.
I think that other than Joe, I think she's got the most doom vibes on that tribe. Before, like, her only shot is, like, you know, most likely to be medevaced to most likely be medevaced before they go to tribal council. Because don't get me wrong, Joe, that Joe is pretty amazing. I mean, he should consider that as his nickname.
Yeah, Joey amazing.
That guy puts like all the other 71-year-olds who've played the game to shame. Rudy.
Hashtag Rudy, never forget.
Yeah, he's never still alive.
I know he's still alive, but still, you never want to forget him.
No, never forget Rudy. If I was like Neil and Liz sitting in the water when they were looking up at the camp at Debbie and Joe, I would have just been like, dude, that guy's so buff. How is he doing that?
Seriously,
and, like,
that's what, yeah. I would be so... like, can I touch your chest? It's incredible. He's in his 70s.
And does really does is. That does that old dude shave his chest? Because like,
it's, yeah, good point.
He's
that
just
like waxed.
Maybe he's part Native American like you, and that's why he doesn't have hair in his chest like you.
No. I'm not part Native
American. No, he's talking. She's
Jay.
Talking to me. No, I would be like, can I paint you? Draw me.
You like your French
draw me
girls.
Like your French girls. But I digress.
Hashtag Agent Joe. But anyway, it spells trouble because not Obama and Neil want the young people to stick together.
He's like not Obama. He's like gray hair. Like he's come on.
Obama has gray hair.
No, I'm just saying he doesn't look that young. Neil and they're not. What are they in their late 30s? Maybe.
No, not Obama is like 30.
Is he?
Okay. We talked about him.
I know we talked about him. I remember we talked about his
Timothy,
age.
Pull up your Google Doc where you had all their names, please.
You want me to check not thanks Obama's age?
Yes, please.
I'm going to guess 37.
I'm going to guess 32.
I'm fairly certain he's 32, but I am bringing up my...
Oh, yeah. I also did two Survivor
Price is Right rules here.
All right, let me see.
If Price is Right rules go, you're losing because he is definitely closer to 32.
Well, he's like the ER has not done him well for his hair. He's like, he's gray.
My sisters are 32. Gray and Christy is 26. 32?
Man. I mean, I'm turning gray, but I'm married to you, so I have a
That's
reason.
That's true. It's actually funny. Everybody around me is gray, but me. I have two little gray hairs that I pluck every
And I didn't have any gray
weeks.
Hairs before I started dating Colleen, so.
I didn't have any gray hairs before I started dating you.
I thought you said you don't have any.
I have two.
Okay.
All right,
moving
along
on.
My part.
Next segment.
So, section. We go to the beauty tribe, and Ty is looking for the idol. He thinks that it's near tree mail, and he should know because he's the tree guy. And also...
And he just rips those
I
trees
know,
out.
I know, he's
like
the tree's best friends, but apparently he's not.
That was... I was hurt a little bit, because he made me feel like trees were living, and then he just freaking like rips them out.
Really interesting, though, like good instincts if you're looking for the idol to be like, huh, there's three weird trees that are right here. Of course, I'll just rip them up and like I'm just gonna rip them up because yeah. Obviously they're gonna be under the the trees because how many times have we seen them like unbury trees.
I, you know? That's what I said. I was like, I don't think he's in the right direction.
It's like, you know, hidden immunity idols have been found. Like, I remember, actually, you know what? If you think about it, in Kageon, Tony found the Tyler Perry idol, like, in those tree roots. And he was, like, digging around that tree. And that's how he found the Tyler Perry idol. So maybe Ty's got it right. And he only got to two of the three trees. And it's probably in that third tree. Also, guys, breaking news. I just fact checked not Obama. Peter is actually 34, not 32.
You said 37.
That's
fine.
Oh,
that's right in the middle, isn't it? No,
yeah,
I'm right. I'm closer. You went over. You went over. Price is Right rules. I win.
That's fine. You can have it.
Thanks.
You need to win.
I know. I do. I did clog a toilet tonight. What were you saying, Tim?
I was saying that was probably a good place to look for idol. But the bad move was, you know, doing it that early and when, like, you ditched everybody, like, 5 seconds earlier. maybe do it when people are sleeping or, you know... Like, he probably had the sense that, like, hey, I'm the weird outlier. He even said, like, why am I on the beauty tribe? He doesn't consider himself beauty, whereas, like, all the other beauty people are like, oh, of course I'm on the beauty tribe because I'm a life coach and I blog about Kageon and I'm just the God's gift to Survivor beauties. Yeah, I think that Ty's like, hey, I need this or I'm going to be in trouble. And maybe it's just the time he needs. But unfortunately, we see after commercial break, it comes back and like everyone knows what he's looking for. And so much so they talk to him about it. And he's like, hey, I didn't find it, but I'm looking here. And they're like, what, do you have a clue? And he's like, no. And then they just all assume like, hey, he's got the idol.
So I have a question. Do we know how Ty got, you know, on Survivor? Because him looking kind of in the same place that Tony found an idol kind of makes me wonder if maybe he was maybe he was doing his homework and he was like, oh, that dude found that here. So, you know, let me check. That must
but
be where they hide
it. But it wasn't quite the same like tree style. These were like kind of young trees. That wasn't
Tony's tree was like a you know, like a giant redwood or something. Yeah. He definitely wasn't going to pull it out by the roots and like be like, cause deforestation.
Oh, well, no, of course not. But
like the bad guy from Fern Gully.
Something that's like the equivalent for you.
He's like, I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees, but fuck you, trees. I want an idol.
Yeah. Fuck you, trees. I want $1 million.
I've done my time for you, goddamn trees.
He should know. He's a tree guy.
Yeah. I'm a tree guy. You need a tree? I help you out. I'm a tree guy. I know a guy. I'll get you a tree.
That's Jay's Long Island accent. So if you're from Long Island, be offended.
Hey, forgot about it.
Okay. All right. That was just as good as your Princess Leia, okay?
No, his Princess Leia was much better.
Why don't you do the...
His Princess Leia made Damon Lindelof stop and stare.
That is true. Oh, my God. Tell that story real quick.
I mean, that's just
a
story.
I feel like
just...
anybody that's listening to this is a lost fan.
We were waiting for Tim, who's changing in, or at least de-robing into...
He had to, like, change into the Princess Leia thing. And we were all
and walk around the conventions floor from one end to the other. So he was changing into it, and Damon must have been in some other thing. So Damon came out. Maybe he was in the restroom or he was in something else.
No, he was coming out of one of the press rooms.
And we're like, hey, Damon, hey, how's it going? And do you want to see a guy dress up in a Princess Leia outfit? And he was like, sure, I'll stick around for that. So then he waited, and then, you know, he came out, and he's like, oh, my God. And, you know, he's like, that's amazing. That was well worth hanging out.
That picture is on Facebook.
It is.
Sure.
So it is true. There is photographic evidence.
Yeah, he was like,
Damon...
sure, because at first he was like, oh, hey, because he recognized you guys, and he was like, oh, okay, he's like, I gotta go, and then all of a sudden he was like, yeah, I'll wait around for that.
Yeah.
You know what was the most depressing thing about that was not only was, like, the first person I saw as I came out in Slave Leia outfit was Damon Lindelof, but then he immediately looks at me and goes, he, like, mouths, oh, God, and then he turns and walks away. I didn't even get to meet him.
We did, though. Well, that was great for us.
We've met him before, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a shocker. You guys are name-dropping lost people.
I also do Pure Bar on weekends.
Hashtag Bar Mode Colleen. Okay. We should move on to the brains, though. Audrey.
But you're right, though. I am sorry, Tim, that I should have had him stop and say hi to you for at least all your trials and tribulations.
It's fine. I met many a people that day and have the scarring memories.
Dude, we were on that picture of us, and the video was on how many different things? It was on, like, EW. It was like a big Reddit thing.
Yeah. This was before Reddit, but it was on the
was Dig.
Imager,
right? Dig.com.
Dig. Yeah. It got like 500,000 views on... If you guys really want to see it, it's Slave Leia. You're doing it wrong in Google. There you go.
Yeah, just Google that. Slave
it's me.
Leia,
look for Colleen in that picture.
Colleen kind of sells the picture, actually.
Yeah.
My fat gut, too.
Or just message me, and I will gladly send you the picture.
Listen, Tim, you do not have a fat gut. You have a beautiful body. Don't be shameful of it.
Yeah, I'm no beauty.
So Aubrey is having a little panic attack of some sort, and Debbie helps her out because apparently Debbie is also some sort of medicine person.
Guys, I didn't realize that on Survivor it would be really, really hot in the sun, and I just want to let you guys know that I'm just upset that we're here on Survivor and I don't want to go home.
Did anybody get,
again,
like,
hashtag
vibes?
How Colleen would play.
Did anybody get the vibes?
I've gone to Pure Bar for every day year, and I never knew that outside you couldn't do Pure Bar as well.
Where's the tippy toe contest?
I mean, did lefty, anybody righty, get lefty, loosey, righty, tiny? I don't know anymore.
I'm sorry. I panicked. at least we haven't told the story of when I was pregnant and clogged the toilet at midnight.
Moving on.
That was a bad one.
This is a Survivor podcast.
Maybe if we get up to 2,000.
Sure.
We'll add that as a bonus on Patreon.
Yeah, I'm going to unsubscribe now.
Oh, my God. Your $1 is going to make a huge difference, too.
Hey.
Whoa, dang.
Dang, put me on blast. Don't want my $1. I see how it is.
You were our second ever patron, so I'm happy for it.
Jeez, some respect. I see how it goes.
Actually, Tim helped me plot the patron thing.
Whatever.
So he's actually, if you're unhappy with some of the levels, you take it up with Tim and Jay. But anyway, so did anybody else get the vibes from Debbie? Like she was like an Amy Winehouse, Felicity from Arrow, and Cass like hybrid?
No.
I did.
Me neither.
Yeah, okay, first of all, when she was crying, like without the glasses, she looked exactly like a brunette Felicity from Arrow. And then she kind of also had Amy Winehouse like in the face. And then she looked like Cass when she had the glasses on.
She's female coach. Moving on.
Not Aubrey.
Okay, moving on to the bronze tribe.
Aubrey, not Debbie.
Yeah, whatever, moving on.
Yeah, Aubrey.
Okay, you guys are the worst. So, we go to the Bronze Tribe, and Jennifer has a worm in her ear, and it's disgusting, but then it was really
cool. It's the worst. This is the worst thing ever. I hate this so much. Like, yeah. I don't even want to, like, think about this. It's horrible.
It's something out of a horror film. Like, it's like,
No, getting your like, ear chopped off is out of a horror film. Getting a worm
that's an act of love. Just ask Picasso.
If I had a worm in my ear, I would cut off my own ear to get that worm out. That's how much worse.
Here's Mike. It's like she had like the band the buff over her ears and holding her ears. Like, well, how's it gonna get out if you're like not giving it a way out? Like, I would be flooding that with some seawater and.
Let's put the like possibly like amoeba filled seawater in your ear. It's not like it's coming out of a contact solution bottle of saline.
What are you talking about? You got to swim in the ocean.
You're swimming in the ocean.
Your head goes in the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, there's
right,
like...
and you're still risking infection and stuff.
Sure, there's Darnell's turds floating everywhere, but that's still better than an earworm that's laying eggs in your ear and drinking blood. Like, I would not...
It wasn't
I would drown
drinking
myself
her blood.
Trying to
get
that worm
out. Okay, your ear has a lot of blood vessels, and it was just like, you know, hitting them, and the ear was trying to get it out
How
naturally.
Do you know? Are you an earworm expert?
Our child has had millions of ear infections and had two put in when he was 6 months
old. Earworms.
Your
kids no, he
has
hasn't,
earworm
but,
eggs
No, he hasn't, but
head?
I have read about ear things
Not
in my
earworms.
Research.
Not a doctor, but I read WebMD a lot.
I don't read WebMD a lot. I just know that there's a lot of, whatever, okay.
But wait, for real, guys. Your kid shouldn't have earworms.
He doesn't.
He doesn't have earworms. He has ear infections. A lot of them.
Something Colleen heard at a Pure Bar class or something. I don't know.
So, yeah, that shot of the worm crawling in and then going out. And then when Sydney's like...
Ooh, look at it.
Oh, look, it's going back in.
I know. I was like, well, take it out.
Don't let it go back in.
Oh God, yeah, that was like it was like a horror movie. Like, don't go in there, don't go in. Like, what? I was like, what are you waiting for? Like, why are you just giving a play by play? Get the dang thing out.
Right. If the worm was in her ear, I think you can flick it, and it was like tiny, like it was flickable, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you want to make sure that thing is dead, like deader than dead.
Why the poor ear? The
because
poor
if you
worm,
flick it away, it could crawl back in your ear.
The poor worm it's was already trying to get back out.
It's already got a taste of ear blood.
Wait. Colleen, you're on the side of the bug, the earworm?
Yeah.
It crawled in by mistake. Maybe it needed contacts
like me. By mistake? It was looking for blood.
Exactly.
No, it wasn't. Oh, my God.
It burrowed for an entire night. You're
it
telling
didn't
me that was
burrow,
by mistake?
It was trying to get back out.
It's pretty simple. It's one way in, one way out for an ear.
It was. I am sorry. Historically, you are going to be proven wrong. You cannot take the side of the earworm bug because I'm telling you, when the human race is enslaved by earworm bugs, I'm going to like
this
my
is that
possessed
moment.
Body is going to be like, Colleen, you're so wrong.
I think I hate you both. I want Jack to come back.
She's also voting for Trump, too, is what I hear. So it's just a lot. She's on the wrong side of a lot of things.
What? Oh, no, you didn't. Please don't sign those rumors. I will kill you. I will literally murder you in your sleep if people think that.
Oh, I get it. She already has earworm eggs in her brain.
Or that's maybe there's already.
That's why she's on the earworms side.
Or maybe I did early voting already for our primaries. You'll never know.
Good Lord. All right, moving on.
God, so we go to the challenge. Who's the chick in the bright yellow bathing suit? Because I want that suit.
Well, that would have been a beauty because they were yellow.
Yeah.
So
is that either
Julia or
Michelle? No, I think it was, what's the bartender's name?
Michelle.
Yeah, I like that bathing suit. So if you're listening to this, and I know there's a 0% chance you are, I love your suit. But, yeah, so the challenge is kind of an S show for a couple people. Darnell loses his mask.
Poor Darnell. If I lost the mask, I would, like, freaking go down and at least make an effort to find it. I don't know. It's just that's a lose. I hate to see somebody lose and get kicked out of the game for just a mistake. Mistakes happen.
You try to pull a Rupert and find it in the middle of the ocean.
I was just going to say, didn't that happen to somebody else? I'm so glad you're on here. We got some feedback from Mandy, and she wants to know, can you discuss if it is worse to lose the mask or pull a scoop in with the mask?
Don't never pull a scoop in anything.
I think that's pretty clear at this point.
Anything scooping is worse. I thought scooping's hand in the fire was the worst thing I ever seen until I saw earworms. But yeah.
No, actually, and not for nothing. I'm not kidding. Like, in all seriousness, the melted hands was still, to me, grosser than the
dude.
Bug.
Why are you on the earworm side?
Yeah, seriously, you're still.
Because it came out. The earworm didn't want to be in there. Like,
are you an earworm lobbyist? Like, what?
You are an earworm apologist.
Yeah.
The melted flesh down was with so earworms. Much grosser because that's like melted flesh. Like, the bug came out and then she's back to normal. And, like, same with, like, Katie's toes. Like, I don't know. She could have, like, lost one. They were so gross. Like, I don't know.
You don't need all your toes. You need your ears.
Do you?
I guess not
you
necessarily.
Your brain.
Yeah,
the
it's going
to
eat your
it
brain.
It wasn't near her brain.
The ears go right into the brain. It's like a straight highway to the brain.
Dear God, please let them realize that if it crawled all the way to her brain, it would not crawl all the way back out.
Wait, Jay, is the God she's praying to, is that an earworm?
It could be. I'm not sure.
Dear ear God.
I am concerned about how lightly she's taking this threat.
She loves the earworms.
Yeah.
Timothy, you are a runner.
You love earworms more than Ty likes trees.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Tim, you're a runner. Have you ever gotten like a bug that's flown in your eye or your mouth while you're running?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yes, but it's not their fault. It
but
was just
was something in your ear.
Unfortunately colliding.
She wasn't running. She was sleeping.
And well, it crawled into her ear.
It was her ear was nice and warm.
All right.
Not that I would ever go on the show Survivor, but if I go now, I would have to have earplugs and just like plug
that's
those suckers
my
in.
Comfort. That's your luxury
this,
item.
Out of every season, this is the one thing that like really made me like scared to go on the show. Was I'd never even considered this as an option.
Really, like and the tigers and the snakes and all that stuff didn't scare you because that
no.
would have made that. That actually gave me more pause than
this. No, this was so radical to me because I was like, even when she said like, oh, I have a bug in my ear. I'm like, oh, bull crap. She's faking it. She's going to quit. She just doesn't want to be out there. And then when I saw the bug come out of her ear, I'm like, oh, my God, my whole like whatever. There's like two things in my life. Whatever I can do to not have that happen to me, I want to do it. I feel like I want to wear earplugs all the time now so I don't get an ear bug in my ear. That and like the only other thing that like freaks me out, and every now and then I Google like the tree man. Have you ever seen the tree man on the internet? Like he has these warts that grow all over him that make him look like a tree. Like yeah. I'm really worried that's gonna
what
happen
about
to
the
me.
I think
how
a similar type creature. There's like eels that swim up the urethra of a male when they're peeing because they follow the warmth in and it goes up the the old urethra tract there in the male. Is that worse?
That's not, that's okay, not first that of bad. All, the tree man, the tree man is from Indonesia, and the only other tree man condition ever was from Romania. So I don't think that you're at risk to get that stuff.
I don't want to be a tree man. I don't want a bug in my ear.
All right, let's keep going on here.
It's not that bad.
I bet Ty would be friends with Tree Man, though.
I bet you that Ty would be friends with the bug in his ear.
Possibly. I mean, it's a creature. It's a living creature. But moving on, what do we got here, Kyle? What's
so
next?
We go over to the beauty tribe because they lost and all. Oh, I have a question. And I know every single Survivor
the
podcast.
The beauty tribe didn't lose. The Bronze tribe lost.
I'm sorry. The Bronze tribe lost. I know every single Survivor podcast is going to be talking about this, but you know, since Dom and Cullen brought it up to begin with, and it worked out so well for Spencer, so everybody went for the puzzle. So what happens to the other part of the challenge?
Do we even see it, really? I think it would only work if nobody did the puzzle, right?
But everybody chose the puzzle, so what about the other piece?
Yeah, and so like, this is, everyone's going to bring this up, the Colin Stone effect, which if you don't listen to the Dom and Colin podcast, they're an excellent Survivor podcast as well. But Colin Stone famously told Spencer to study that puzzle from Survivor 31, or actually was from Survivor 30 that he studied for Survivor 31 and won. So now everyone's going to be like, hey, Colin, what about the dexterity puzzle? But the thing is, you can't really, it's not a puzzle you could learn. It's more like you have to be good with like moving a ball onto a pole. And we've seen this challenge before. I feel like maybe it was in Philippines or something. I don't remember specifically what season we've seen this dexterity puzzle before, but definitely, it might even be from Kageon. In fact, I believe it was in Kageon where we've seen the puzzle before. So, it's one of those things where it's like maybe you can practice something like that, but it's not like you can memorize it and do it in 5 seconds.
Honestly, I was taking notes during this, so I totally missed. I heard there was both options, but I totally missed the visual of it.
Well, clearly you missed the visual because, Colleen, there's an obvious Colleen joke there. Did you see all the puzzles were crabs? They all had crabs.
Oh, they're... Wait a second. I don't have crabs. Why are you laughing? Because if I have crabs, you have crabs, dude. We just had Valentine's Day. Special
I'm not
sex.
Tim.
Special sex. But we love Blackish. Oh, he just said shut up to you.
I didn't say it.
But he said it to you anyway.
He's a big 50 Shades of Grey fan. I'm not going to...
Oh, we didn't talk about that. And we don't need to.
I'm glad Deadpool took the R-rated throne from that piece of crap movie. All right, moving on. So, the crabs and the bronze lost.
Yeah, the bronze go to that. And...
So I feel like she could have used the earworm in this situation. At least could have helped her go a little bit quicker, possibly.
Anyway, so, no, earworms wasn't... Oh, that was her. You're right.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
So Darnell takes responsibility and promises his loyalty through the merge, et cetera, et cetera. Scott is ready for Darnell to go home. However, he tells Alicia to just, you know, let him do his work. But she tries to scheme anyway, saying that she may have an idol, which I thought was fairly stupid.
Yeah, like, the Bron was living up to their stupid moniker here. Like, why keep Alicia? Like, I don't understand. Yes, did Darnell make a mistake? Absolutely. But it's obvious she's the weak link in this tribe, and she's kind of scheming, so why keep her?
Right. Also, I thought it was interesting that obviously she hasn't seen San Juan del Sur, because Val had two idols, and she still went home.
Hey, Colleen. She hasn't seen any Survivor before.
That's a
guaranteed. She's a mental giant, and she's the one who names this episode. So
I know. I thought for sure she was gone. Yeah,
definitely a mental giant. You know, hey, Darnell doesn't have an idol, and I'm not saying I don't. And it's like, hey, you're one of the two options. Just be like, hey, I'm going to vote for that guy no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up.
And it's pretty much, I think, obvious because, they even mentioned like how she's the weakest person out there.
Right.
Why would they want to keep her? You know, but Darnell must be such like an outlier of the group or have done something else that like people weren't happy with for them to want
dump
to
in their grotto.
Yeah, exactly. But we see a tribal council. It ends up being a split vote anyway. So whatever they did, whatever he did must have not been that bad. And I think it just got down to, you know, the person's like, hey, I'm not willing to go to rocks on the first night, first tribal council. So I'll change my vote. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right. That's a good point. And even at tribal, I mean, Jason says that he's satisfied with the tribe. Darnell owns it. Alicia owns that, you know, she's not even close to anybody. It was kind of random that Scott said that he knows how to dive. I mean, I figured we all thought that when you dive, you hold your mask to your face, but okay. I don't know.
Jason, you mean Kyle, right? Jason's his last name, I guess.
Yeah, Kyle Jason.
Oh, oops, sorry. I actually meant Scott.
Oh.
Oh, Jason Scott. You're right. Pollard. It's his.
Kyle Jason is satisfied with his tribe, and Scott knows how to dive.
Right.
Which is interesting because he's a basketball player, so I wonder if he's referring to taking dives on the court.
It's really not fair for like Scott to dive though, because like he basically just puts his head underwater and he's already at the bottom. You know, that's really, really not fair.
He should have done it though. But even then, when I saw going back to the challenge, when they showed the scene of, because they usually don't show the strategizing for it that often, and when they show Darnell kind of put himself out there, I was like, never put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Blend he in.
He did not fight hard enough. That's obviously, like, he was like, oh, man, I blew it. And it's like, okay, it's fine if you want to just be like, hey, sorry, guys, but then move on and then be like, I'm sorry, but she sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, she didn't really put herself that far out there either, in my opinion. She even admitted, like, how many times did she agree? Like, yeah, I agree with that. Like, I didn't do that. I knew this.
Like, neither Darnell played it up enough. Like, he should have. Because even, like, he did a good speech about, oh, I come from, you know, a tough background, et cetera, et cetera. And Jennifer's like, oh, I can't vote for him now, even though she ended up voting for him. She would have voted for Alicia.
Yeah.
Alicia would have been going home. Because Jason, voted for Alicia the first round. So, yeah. I'm not impressed by this Bronze tribe. I don't see.
There's no Tony.
It's not a good Survivor IQ on this tribe.
I'm definitely bummed.
There's no Trish. There's no Tony.
I'm definitely bummed because I had high hopes for the Bronze tribe. I mean, my overall pick is Jennifer, and I still think, like, hey, what's a bigger winner's edit than being like, oh, I got a bug in my ear, and then I ended up winning the game, and then, I have,
you're trying
like,
to force
all these,
a story here.
I have all these baby worms coming out of my nose at the final tribal council.
So does she become the mother of earworms?
Yeah.
Much like the mother of dragons?
She's the calm.
Khaleesi.
Wormisi.
Wormisi.
Oh, poor Jennifer. But I don't know. I was kind of disappointed because, honestly, Darnell promised his loyalty, and he was with Sydney. So I feel as though Alicia. She might be up for grabs. If she admits that she's not close to anybody, they go to a tribe swap, she might be up for grabs to somebody that she feels closer with. You have somebody like Darnell who is like promised his allegiance and, you know, is scared enough that even if they have a tribe swap, you know, in the next couple of episodes, he's close with Sydney, he might, you know, be still scared enough to maintain that. So, and I was kind of bummed. I thought that King Darnell was going to go at least a little bit further.
I think that part of the reason that she probably stayed too is you got to remember that Kyle is a huge Russell Hantz fan. Like, he thinks Russell's the only person who's ever played the game correctly. And one of Russell's main strategy is to get the dumb white girl alliance or dumb blonde girl alliance or whatever. Right. And so she would kind of fit that stereotype, right? He's even calling her Blondie. So I think that maybe that was a factor in why they pushed to keep her around rather than Darnell. But I got to say, big disappointment, King Darnell, you will be missed.
I know. And to your counterpoint to that, I just still think that she might be like, you know, stomp my feet. Well, they were going to get rid of me at some point, and whenever there's a swap, totally betray them, where you have Darnell, who at least at the very ground level made ins with Sydney and might be a little bit more loyal to the end. And that's just what we've seen on TV. So, you know, that's all I've got to work with.
Yeah. So it's kind of a somber start to the season, and we'll see how it goes. I did like what I saw from the Beauty Tribe. I feel like they're the strong tribe to beat, and that's why I hope it gives Ty a few weeks to maybe
assimilate.
Affirm his alliances that he could have had with the girls, because I think they wanted him to be a part of that. So, but. To Tim's point, he is a little bit aloof and a little bit oblivious to some more of the social aspects. And I think that's what happens when you spend more time talking to the trees than to the people.
Fair enough.
All right. So that is closing out the season premiere episode. And at the end of every episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, we go to Let's Tally the Votes. But for the first time, we actually did a preseason vote here, or not vote, but predictions. And so the first person gone was Darnell. I said
None
he
of us
would.
Had him.
No, I said he'd be emerged. Jack said merge, but Colleen said pre-merge boot. So Colleen gets a point.
Oh, yay.
So kudos, Colleen. And then for episode two, who is going home? Now, Tim, since you are in Jack's chair,
you have to vote for Jack.
You are going for Jack. So we'll let you pick first.
All right. I'm going to channel my inner bald and have to put Jack's points on a tie for next week. I think Beauty's going to lose it, and he's the obvious boot. Plus, he's bald.
Bald on bald crime. You hate to see it. all right, Colleen, who do you think is going home next week?
I'm also going with Ty.
Ooh, okay. All right, I'm going to change it up a little bit on mine. I'm going to say Bron loses again because I think there's a crappy tribe at the moment. And I say Alicia goes home anyway because she has no strong ties.
Not tie.
Oh, you just beat me to it. We've been podcasting together too long, Tim.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm going to change my vote. Can I change it?
You're the one that makes the rules, so can you change it? I don't know. Can you?
I'm going to say, is it Sydney?
Sydney, Storm, or Rebecca?
It's all of them.
A schooner is a sailboat.
All right, and we'll wait for Jack on this, because this should be his pick here to say. But Colleen, who is your pick to win it all after the first episode here? This is for the rest of the season. Remember, you get a point for each episode they make it on the show. So if they win, if the person you pick now wins the entire show, you get all of the points. So if there's 13 episodes, you get 13 points. But who is your pick?
This is kind of difficult, actually, because I feel like everybody that got featured on this episode is probably going to go home at some point. This is really tough. Nobody else is gonna vamp for me.
No, you're on your own here. Let's get it. Come on.
All right, I will stick with Elizabeth. Liz.
Elizabeth with an S.
Liz, yeah.
All right.
I don't know though. I felt really good about who was the one that when you who was the one when I was like, oh, I like her. Was it?
I don't remember. It was you liked Audrey or Aubrey.
No, I love Aubrey because she's nerdy, not because I think she's going to win, because I don't think she's going to win.
Aubrey.
not Julia, not Anna, not was it Jennifer?
Michelle.
Which one was Michelle?
She's the bartender who likes Harry Potter.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go with her, and I'll change it next week if I have to.
You think she's going to get kicked off? You said Ty was getting kicked off.
Oh, no, no, no. I thought you was asking me who was going to win.
Yeah. All right, Michelle.
I don't think Michelle's getting kicked off. I think Ty's getting kicked off.
So Colleen is the first one with a point in the tally system.
Holla.
My pick is going to be Anna Kate. I'm sticking with the one I picked in our pre-show show. And Jack will have to give us his pick to win it all. But he will have to say it before the second episode, to be fair with everybody else. All right, that is it for this first episode of Survivor J, Jack, and Colleen. Again, thank you to the world-famous Survivor person. shut up, Tim. The world-famous parodist.
Parodist?
Parodist? It's like...
I like parrots, too, so that works.
It's like a pianist.
Yeah. I am the world's most foremost earworm hater. How's that?
There, that's no, good.
I just say no to earworms.
Just say no. we got to thank people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack, and especially the people who contribute a significant amount, and those are Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Richter. Thank you very much. If you'd like to become a patron today, you can at patreon.com/JayandJack. We have over 121 patrons. You can become 122 today. And you can see a full list of all of our patrons to thank all of them over at jayandjack.com. Also, you can give a call if you want to talk about Survivor at 385-309-0311. And you can also send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. All right.
And I have to say, if you're going to become a patron, at least give more than $1 or else they give you shit.
Exactly. Like you only get the best.
Only Colleen does that. I will. Anything is appreciated. So Tim, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
If you donate $5, you get into our Facebook group and you can be a part of Survivor Pool that we're doing.
And we've talked about a lot of Tim's talents. Foremost, his hatred of earworms. Tim, any plugs or where can people find you listening to this?
Definitely. You can hear me talk more about Survivor on the Tribe Survivor podcast. You can find us at survivorpodcast.com or follow me on Twitter at @ShutUpTim.
Survivorpodcast.com. I wonder where they got that name from.
So, hey, that's good SEO.
Exactly.
You could be like Jeb Bush and not have his own domain.
Oh my God, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, because you're a Trump supporter.
And if you want to learn more about Colleen, you can follow her at Earworm Apologist 86.
I think that's too many letters.
Well, Ear Apologist 85 was already taken.
I was born in 84. Why not try that one, guys?
I don't know. Why did you pick 86? I don't know. That was your choice.
I hate you both.
All right, guys. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye. Peace out.
Bye.